Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Systemair first quarter of 2013 financial results call on 21st of June 2013. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events of or the future financial performance of Systemair. You can identify forward-looking statements by terms such as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might, the negative of such terms or other similar expressions. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of unanticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risks associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market change in our industries, as well as many other risks specifically related to Systemair and its operations. I will now hand the conference over to Andrey Terebinin. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for dialing in. We are now ready to start this conference call to discuss Systemair's results for the first quarter of 2013. Participating in the call today are Mikhail Shamolin, our President and Chief Executive Officer, Vsevolod Trozonov, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, and myself, Andrey Terebinin, Vice President of Communications. Vsevolod has joined us just a month ago, and it's his first call, so he is specifically welcome to this call. You can find a presentation of today's results of our website at systema.ru. I will now turn the call over to Mikhail for his comments.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our first quarter 2013 results call. Systemair posted a decent set of numbers today, showing steady year-on-year revenue growth of 5.5% to $8.346 billion, and largely stable OEBDA at just over $2 billion. The usual seasonal effects were largely offset by strong individual performances at certain invested companies, while at the strategic level, the progress we achieved on certain transactions has ensured a strong cash inflow for Systemair over the next several months. One of these transactions we announced earlier today, a full divestment of our stake in Rosneft, where we hope to generate a substantial return on our original investment. To start with our numbers, key highlights include excellent performance at MTS, where despite a modest revenue growth, the company achieved a 7.3% increase in OIBDA and 2.5% increase in margins. Largely, this was driven by growth of data services and a decreased share of low-margin distribution sales, as well as MTS continued best-in-class cost and efficiency measures. Likewise, at Bashneft, despite a challenging operating environment, with higher export duties and transportation costs, the company delivered a 5.2% year-on-year revenue increase and remains on track to commence production at Treps and Titov later this year. Across other portfolio holdings, we have seen good performances at Detsky Mir and MTS Bank, where revenues jumped 27.8% and 31.6% year-on-year, respectively, and a sharply lower OIBDA loss and SSTL at SSTL due to closure of circles and continued cost-cutting efforts. In MTS Bank, it's worth noting the strong double-digit growth of loan portfolio from joint projects with MTS and 27% increase of interest income from retail and corporate transactions. Moving on to strategy, the year commenced with several important developments. The first was the resolution of SSTL's licensing issues and the company's participation in the spectrum auction in March. As promised, we maintained strict financial rationale, resulting in reduced number of loss-making circles, improved auction terms, and a more compelling set of licenses. The next effect of this transformation is that SSTL now requires dramatically less capital over the course of the next 18 months in order to achieve its targeted break-even in all circles. This was a major coup, and as seen in our results, it is already starting to bear fruit. The second important event was the start of consolidation of our transportation assets. In February, we announced separation of SG Trans and SG Trading, and post-period, and we completed the sale of 70% stake in SG Trans to Financial Alliance for 12 billion rubles. We are also in the process of completing another sale of 15% in SG Trans directly to our partners, Unirail, which will deliver another 2.5 billion before the end of this month. Thus, Sistema will retain 50% effective ownership in SG Trans and recoup 14.5 billion rubles in the process. Moreover, we have commenced sale discussions for SG Trading with numerous interested parties and anticipate that disposal to generate substantial returns. We hope to complete this process by Q4 this year. Taking all the steps into account, Sistema stands to return over 80% of the initial invested capital and own 50% in a much larger and efficient rail car business. The third highlight, which was announced post-period end, was our recommended dividend for 2012. As some of you remember, we have promised to establish a progressive dividend policy for Sistema, and this year's dividend set us firmly on that course. The recommended dividends are three times historic payments, and reflect Sistema's growing track record of generating substantial cash and rewarding shareholders accordingly. Finally, earlier today, we announced the transformational divestment of Rusneft for $1.2 billion. We acquired the company in early 2010, and together with other shareholders worked to transform it into one of the leading upstream companies in Russia. Subject to completion of this deal, Sistema will realize a significant gain from original investments, which we plan to share with shareholders either as a special dividend or 2013 dividend. This transaction demonstrates our track record of sourcing unique investment opportunities in Russia, securing them at attractive valuations, contributing our value-added insight, and monetizing investment with substantial return. We hope this will further highlight the value opportunity within Sistema and the unfounded nature of our current discount. Some of the proceeds of the aforementioned Rusneft will also boost our acquisition firepower. Over the last few months, we have advanced our deal pipeline and are actively looking at new projects for existing investments as well as entries into new sectors. We hope some of this will materialize in the second half of 2013. Overall, we're in excellent position to execute our strategy across each investment and anticipate to generate record cash inflows to Sistema this year. Before I hand over the call to Vsevolod Rozanov, I would like to welcome him as our new CFO. Many of you will be familiar with him from his previous roles at SSTL and MTS. Vsevolod, over to you.
Thank you, Mikhail. Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is a real pleasure to be addressing you for the first time as a Sistema CFO, following my appointment in June. Most of us have already met during my time as a CEO of Sistema Financial Services and as a CFO of MTS and Comstar. And you will know that I have been working with Sistema Group for more than 11 years now. Hopefully, with my experience of working with Sistema subsidiaries and my knowledge of their group operations will lead to a seamless transition to the CFO position. Coming back to the first quarter, the group's EBITDA remained largely stable year-on-year thanks to MTS growing profitability at an EBITDA margin of 43.9%, cost-cutting measures in the SSTL, and higher profitability of our utility business, all of which compensated for higher taxes and export duties in Bashnet. This resulted in 24% EBITDA margin for the group. The consolidated net income attributable to Sistema decreased by 2.4% year-on-year during the first quarter of 2013, largely due to the $30 million foreign exchange losses against $145 million forex gain a year ago. Turning to our balance sheet, the group's debt position as of the end of the first quarter decreased by 6.3% compared to the first quarter of 2012, as debt levels at MTS and SSTL were reduced. As a result of this, the group has succeeded in reducing its interest expense by 7% year-on-year. The group's debt maturity schedule remained largely stable, with the share of short-term debt standing at about 16%. The group's net debt position decreased to $13.5 billion at March 31st, 2013, compared to almost $14 billion US a year ago. Our debt profile has very limited currency exposure, with the share of Russian ruble-denominated loans amounting to 74% of the group-level total debt and 64% at the corporate holding level. We have no euro debt obligations at the corporate center level, which is the optimal structure, which we likely intend to maintain. At the end of the reporting quarter, our debt position at the corporate center level increased by 8.7% quarter-on-quarter to $1.8 billion as a result of our ruble bond placement. The Series 03 bonds were placed at 100.65% of their nominal value, which corresponds to an effective yield to maturity of 8.75% per annum. The second placement raised 10 billion rubles. A key milestone in the first quarter was the refinancing of SSTL debt by using more effective instruments. In line with the strategy we announced in April for our Indian subsidiary, we do not anticipate that there will be any significant operational cash outflow in India. As a result, SSTL debt refinancing in the second half of the previous year and in the first quarter of 2013, as well as some other cash transactions, including purchase of SG Trans, we reported an 85% year-on-year decrease in the corporate center cash position in the reporting quarter. Following the refinancing of the corporate center debt, we now have a comfortable maturity profile for 2013, which enables us to accumulate cash and respond quickly to exciting investment opportunities as and when they arise. Our debt profile received an additional boost during the first quarter when Moody's Investor Service changed its outlook for Sistema to positive from stable with Ba3 rating. This positive change was based on the independent valuation of Sistema financial stability after the resolution of the SSTL license situation in India and strong performance of MTS and Bashneft. Moving on to our cash flow statement, the group didn't participate in M&A activities during the reporting period, so our investment expenditure was mostly made up of CapEx, which is significantly lower comparing to both first quarter of 2012 and fourth quarter of 2012, as well as short-term investments. With respect to dividends, our board of directors recommended that AGM sets a substantially higher dividend payment on Sistema shares for 2012 at 9.3 billion rubles, representing a payment of 0.96 rubles per ordinary share, or approximately 3% yield on the Sistema stock. The total proposed dividend payment has been determined on the basis of Sistema's full year 2012 net income and the corporate center's net gain from disposal of assets in 2012. This move reflects our strong desire to establish a progressive dividend story for the company. You can find more information on our debt maturity profile, the group's financial results, and the individual company breakdowns in more details in our presentation and press release, which is published on our website. I would like to thank you for your attention and hand it all over to Andrei.
Thank you, Stavros. And now we're open to questions.
Thank you, sir. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. There will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. Thank you. The first question comes from Alexander Vengratovich. Please state your company name followed by your question.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Alexander Vengratovich from Aquitia Capital. So I have two questions regarding Rosneft deal. So the first one is regarding the dividends. As I've seen in your note that you will consider the gains from that transaction in your dividend policy. So I just want to clarify, according to the current dividend policy, the 10% of the gains on that type of the transactions would be considered for the dividend for the current year. So here we are talking about around $100 million. Or am I right to say that the possible dividend could be substantially higher than this minimum pre-required amount? And how this all ties up with the current dividend intention to have substantially increase dividend payout going forward to have it at around 4 to 5% dividend yield? And the second question is regarding this option to acquire stakes in 8 exploration and production companies. I just want to understand what is the size of that business of these 8 companies in order to understand what could be the possible deal size at that system level. Thank you.
Question. On dividends, we said last year and earlier this year that we want to establish a progressive dividend policy, and you've seen that 2012 dividend was substantially higher than 2011 and all the previous dividends, and we are planning to stand by this plan. So we have not made a decision exactly what portion of this proceeds from Rosneft sales, above 10%, which is mandatory by our dividend policy, it will be paid out, but clearly it will be reflected in the 2013 dividend, and I think we'll make the decision accordingly. You'll definitely find the impact of this transaction on our dividend of 2013. And on what was the second question? What was? Can you repeat the second question, please?
Yes. The second question is regarding these 8 exploration companies.
It's basically we're talking about the Urals group. It's Belkomneft, where Bashneft owns 38%, and this call option is basically not for Sistema, but for Bashneft. If Bashneft decides to pursue it, they will have a chance. But that's not an obligation in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, and what is the size of this Belkomneft business? Can you please just
we don't really disclose those numbers. I think you should address them to Bashneft.
Thank you.
Sistema will not be exercising this option itself.
Okay.
No, it will be absolutely.
Thank you. The next question comes from Igor Semenov from Deutsche Bank. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, hi. Thanks very much. I just wanted to, clarify on this Rosneft call option, but you just said that this is the Bashneft level, so this is not at Sistema level. Is this correct? And I'm just seeing headlines on the Interfax where Gutsiriev says that the size of the deal will be similar amount, 1.2 billion, give or take. And he called it a civilized split of assets. So, but again, I just wanted to clarify that this is not at Sistema's level, it's at the Bashneft level. This is correct, yes?
Yes, absolutely. Sistema, as an investment company, has executed a very profitable transaction for itself and also got an option for Bashneft to look at the Belkomneft assets if Bashneft wants to proceed.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, it's just it would be useful to have these details in the press release at the start. Great. Well, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Anton Fedotov from Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. Please proceed with your question.
Good morning, and thank you very much for the presentation. I have two questions. The first question is, can you please clarify the size of the options that are related to the Rosneft deal, or how much money eventually Bashneft will have to pay for those upstream assets? That's my first question. And the second question also relates to Bashneft. The company significantly cut the dividend for 2012. What will be your policy for Bashnev dividends going forward? Thank you.
Fine. The policy for Bashnev dividend does not change, and Bashnev, I think, they announced it in their dividend release that there will be a second portion of dividends coming later this year. So we do not expect, in terms of on the cash flow basis, we do not expect any reduction of Bashnev dividend. And as far as the size of the option goes, it will depend on the results of the due diligence which Bashnev will perform over Belkamnest and other assets to get a better understanding of what's at stake and also what portion of Rusnev debt will have to be allocated at Belkamnest assets, because as you understand, the debt of Rusnev is sitting on the holding company, on the headquarter, and not on the producing units. But if one of the production units is bought out, the debt will have to be reallocated accordingly.
Thank you. And can you please provide some details on the amount of reserves and production of the upstream assets that are subject to those call options?
No, we don't really. I think you should address this to Bashnev. We don't disclose this information.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Michael Golkin from VTB. Please proceed with your question.
Good morning. I have two questions. One is the Holdco net debt position has increased by $500 million. Can you explain, please, where this money was burnt on? And since we don't know any sizable acquisitions done during the first quarter, is this how much was that of that was refinancing of Shyam, and how much was compensation of headquarters, bonuses, etc.? And the second question, the chairman has mentioned Investlesprom as an investment opportunity you're looking at. Can you elaborate on that, please? Thanks.
Let's take the first question. Basically, you're right. The changes are largely due to the SSPL financing and the change of the debt profile there. In Q1, it was 186 million debt repayment. Also, cash was required to be deposited for the frequencies auction and cash operating expenditures. As for the year-on-year change for the net cash to the net debt, it was again caused mostly by funding SSPL. 1.1.
I'm interested in just first quarter.
Okay, so that was
the change. Was the change was $500 million?
Again, that's what I'm trying to say. Largely, the change was due to the additional funding of SSTL, approximately $200 million. There was a slight increase in the corporate expenses. Again, it's more like bonus time and. But that's what, say, sub $100 million. And also we had to book a few provisions for the bad debt at the end of the year.
But that doesn't affect the cash position. Any provisions should not affect the cash position.
Yep.
No, on the Sistema level, 90% of that was refinancing India debt and basically taking India debt onto Sistema.
Can you say the corporate bonuses costs were below $100 million, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's the difference with 2011 is that in 2011 we paid bonuses in December, and it fell into 2011 numbers. And in 2012 we didn't pay bonuses in December; we paid them in the first quarter.
Okay. And in Investlesprom, please.
Investlesprom is the disadvantage of being a public and publicly traded investment company is that we, have to comment on deals which have not taken place, and therefore I can't really give you any details. You know, yes, we're looking at Investlesprom. Yes, it's potentially maybe an interesting asset. Whether we are going to buy it, what is going to be the price, and what is the rationale, I cannot tell you right now because the deal is not done.
Okay. Can you at least tell us any financial indicators of this group? I don't know, top line or deposition, anything, EBITDA?
I can't really give you any numbers until and if we decide to do it, because it's part of the commercial negotiation. All I can tell you is that the forestry and timber industry in Russia is, for us, from our standpoint, clearly is an attractive segment when investments can generate substantial returns. And Invest Vesprom is a company where substantial efficiency increase could be achieved. At least that's our point of view. And the rest of it, you know, if we proceed any further with those initial negotiations, we'll, you know, be happy to organize a conference call and, you know, disclose all the numbers and the business logic behind it.
And if I may, just one last follow-up on my first question. What amount do you estimate the Holdco annual running costs, including all the salaries and maintenance and then bonuses, please?
On 2013?
Yes, please.
I think it's around $250 million.
Okay. Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, seems like we have a very clear presentation. Thank you, everybody, for dialing in.
I just want to make one comment.
There is more questions, you know, coming up.
Yeah, okay. Let's get the question, and then I will make a comment on the option, just to clarify.
Thank you. The next question is a follow-up from Igor Simonov from Deutsche Bank. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, thanks very much. Sorry, I just wanted to go back to the holdco level debt, because I'm not quite clear. So SSTL's debt declined by 200. So you said there were some bonuses and stuff, okay. But then where is the rest of it? Because the holdco level debt went up by 500. So there's like 200 something difference.
It's financing for India as well.
And we had to put cash deposit for the auction.
For the auction.
Right. Okay, great. Thanks.
And I just want, gentlemen and ladies, I just wanted to clarify on the option for Rusneft, so there is no kind of mistreatment or misleading of the market. Formally, in the documents, the option, the call option is on Sistema, not on Bashneft, because it was a deal between Rusneft and Sistema, because Sistema was an owner of Rusneft and Bashneft had nothing to do with this transaction. But clearly it is done for the benefit of Bashneft. And again, I want to stress that Sistema does not intend to exercise this option itself. It's for the Bashneft if Bashneft decides to pursue it on the basis of due diligence and their business rationale. Through us.
Thank you. The next question comes from Michael Gulkin from VTB. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, I thought I'd just take an opportunity since there's not many questions. On SSTL, you say the operating costs are going down, but we all know that probably CapEx is going to go up. And we've been waiting for some numbers to be presented as the new strategy of the new SSTL. When can we expect any estimates on the investment ambitions of the company?
Well, I think we actually we had a conference call in SSTL a month ago or so, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but my recollection is that the amount of CapEx is no more than $20 million. And the overall cash outflow this year for SSTL, including all the EBITDA losses and closure circles and CapEx and license costs and everything, is below $400 million.
Yeah, I think it was first week of April, and you probably can find the presentation on the website, and if not, then get in touch with Evgeny. There are all numbers there.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Polina Ogomoyeva from Morgan Stanley. Please proceed with your question.
My question is on your early announced commitment on selling assets during this year for around $500 million during 2013. Apart from this Rosneft transaction, are you still committed to that plan? And if yes, does your current dividend policy assume that selling of any asset would assume distribution of special dividend, or is it somehow tied up to the size of the transaction?
Well, I think with this transaction, we already outperformed our promise to the market of $500 million extra cash on top of dividends. But seriously, yes, of course, we're looking at a few other transactions. And again, you know, I don't want to make any promises because it all depends on the market conditions and the negotiations and the commercial terms. But we do have a number of planned divestments in the pipeline, and you know we'll be announcing them accordingly. As far as the special dividends is concerned, our policy states that we pay 10% on the cash profit generated on the sale, which means the difference between the amount we invested and the amount we collected on the sale, proportionate to the share that we sell. And we are planning to stick to this. And again, as we demonstrated with the 2012 dividends, our policy, well, our not the policy, but the practicality is to establish a progressive dividend story and pay more than the dividend policy says, significantly more.
Yes, thank you very much. My second question was related to the size of the possible transaction. If the size is really small, and for example, you have five more very small transactions in the future, let's just assume, and which would totally give you $500 million of cash, and also, of course, slightly less gain, would you still consider distributing some of this gain to the shareholders?
Of course. I mean, the way we look at dividends, despite the dividend policy that we officially have, is that we take, let's say we generate $2 billion of cash in 2013, right? $250 from this goes to cover Sistema costs. So we have $1,750 left. $1 billion is basically an investment fund that we allocate for various potential deals and new investments. And $750 is something that could potentially be considered for dividends. So this is kind of, you know, of course, you know, I'm not saying that we're going to pay $750 as dividends. I don't want to give this guidance, but this is the amount that will be considered as kind of reserve fund, dividend fund, you know, and possibly some other fund.
Okay,
so that's how we approach it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Alexandra Sirova from Renaissance Capital. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, hi. Two questions from my side, please. First, on SG Trends, can you please update on some volume numbers for first quarter as well as revenue and EBITDA, and do you reiterate your full-year targets for the company after the quarter? And the second question, can you please just roughly estimate the potential value of transactions you are looking at in the second half of this year? Thank you.
That was the second one.
On the second one, I think $500 million number is still more or less a target for potential transactions. But again, I don't want to guarantee it. I don't want to give this guidance. It's just sort of an internal target. But again, we'll proceed with the market and we'll see what's possible. There are a few things that we're considering. Again, as an investment company, as I promised when I came in as the CEO of Sistema a couple of years ago, that we will be transforming Sistema into an investment company and will be consistently divesting of assets, not only investing in new deals, and we are proceeding with this strategy.
As far as SG Trans is concerned, we will do a separate conference call on SG Trans because there is so much interest as to how well the company is doing. I do not have the quarterly numbers in front of me, but I can tell you that the EBITDA target for 2013 on SG Trans is around 7 billion rubles, which, if this target is achieved and it looks like the company is on the way to achieving this target. If this target is achieved, we will already realize significant value from our investment, given that we already returned a significant portion of cash that we spent on this.
Mm-hmm. Just a small follow-up. I meant the value of transaction for the acquisitions, the potential, well, the deals you're looking at, well, not the debt investments.
Once again, I'm not sure I understood the question.
Well, I meant the potential value of the acquisitions you're looking at, or the deals you're looking at that we can see, well, in the second half of the year, well, in the nearest future.
Well, our kind of internal policy is to have around $1 billion of cash for potential acquisitions each year, and that's the amount which we will feel comfortable. Investing if we find, of course, good investment targets. Again, that's not a promise that we would invest $1 billion. I'm just saying that from our financial position, investing $1 billion is going to be a prudent financial management.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Anna Kurbatova from BCS Financial. Please proceed with your question.
Thank you very much. My first question is about your, medium-term investment goals. The government wants to push, accelerate this like a kind of privatization of its assets. And when you stepped out 3 years ago with this new investment fund policy, you told that privatization will be considered as one of your basic investment opportunities. So my question is whether you looked at this new privatization list and considering these opportunities, you would, for example, more target assets within industries where you have already expertise and assets, or you are more open to new opportunities and potentially you could also see assets in some kind of other industries than transportation. Thank you.
Yeah, we have a portfolio strategy which is quite academic, quite kind of detailed and numbers based. Again, on the basis of our understanding of how Russian macroeconomic environment will be changing and what's going to be happening in different industries, and I can tell you that we are present in probably 80% of the sectors that we wanted to be present in this portfolio strategy. There are a couple of sectors which we haven't touched yet, but I would say that mainly our future investments will be concentrated in the sectors that we already are present and not in the new sectors. And sectors where we're present already, we will be investing substantially in private medical care because we believe that this is a very fast-growing market with big demand in Russia. Something that even in case of bad macroeconomic environment will be growing. We believe we continue to invest in rail and agriculture. Again, we believe very basic and fundamentally attractive sectors in Russia. Defense, another area where, we are trying to build a leading player. In fact, we have a private leading player in radar defense technologies, and, we're looking at strategies how to expand it. Pharmaceuticals is another area which is quite interesting, and we've managed to achieve a dramatic turnaround in the MENA farm last year. And, you know, we're building on this growth. So you know, we have a number of sectors that we know already where we can apply our investment resources and our management talent, and that's our investment strategy. Mm-hmm. But to put matters in very simple terms, we want to be a company generating at least $2 billion of cash flow every year and increase it from year to year through dividends and divestments. And to basically achieve that consistently, of course, we need not only to divest but also invest. And that's, you know, how the that's what the whole Sistema investment strategy is wrapped around.
Thank you. And may I ask you to comment, if you are ready, in some way, the press reports yesterday quoted your main shareholder Vladimir Yevtushenkov saying that Argos oil trader and Serbia Telecom acquisitions are still in some way are being considered. So any comments will be welcome. Thank you.
Serbia Telecom is an asset which has been looked at by MTS amongst many other potential buyers. And so far, the price which was mentioned in preliminary negotiations was not found to be attractive, and the discussions continue. It's a deal that may only happen on very attractive terms, and if those terms are not achieved, it will not happen. Argus is not happening. I mean, in practical reality, at this point, you know, the difference in the price and the strategy in negotiations that were underway since November last year were too big. The gap was too big, and it is still not breached. And you know, if it ever is breached, then we'll come back to the table. But so far, I don't think that we have a practical matter to discuss.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Beatrice Brashati from East Capital. Please proceed with your question.
I have two questions. The first one is on the intercompany loan from Bashneft to Sistema Invest. Was that a refinancing deal or is that an additional loan from Bashneft? And the second question is that I would like to hear if you have some update on Detski Mir in terms of latest developments, when you think that you will finish buying the last 25% stake from Sberbank and Outlook, etc. If you have some comments on that, thank you.
On Sberbank, we basically signed, I believe, the documentation, and it's a technical matter of now closing the deal. The logic is the logic behind it is pretty straightforward. The Detski Mir business is growing very aggressively. The numbers in the second quarter, I mean, of course, we cannot disclose them now, but are quite impressive, both on the revenue side, EBITDA side. And as you know, the business delivered around 500 million rubles of net profit in 2012. We are looking for even higher numbers, significantly higher numbers in 2013, and it's logical for us to buy back the stake in a growing business at an attractive valuation. And as far as Bashneft and Sistema Invest, I'm not aware of any major changes. I think whatever happened there was a technical error, but I can inquire about more details and send you an individual response.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Maria Shukmova from Sberbank. Please proceed with your question.
Hello.
Hello. I have two questions. My first question is on Metsi Group. Did you have any progress in finding partner for this asset as you were planning in the past? And my second question is regarding RTI. Do you plan any restructuring of this asset or any acquisitions in this segment? Thank you.
What was the first company you mentioned in your first question? I didn't get that.
Metsi Group.
Yeah, Metsi Group restructuring.
No,
restructuring for RTI and Metsi Group finding the partner, the third partner that you were planning to.
Yeah. Metsi Group finding partner is underway. You know, we're discussing with a number of interested parties. It's a bit of a not complex, but. We have to be smart about it because we don't necessarily need the funding right now because we do have the money to invest and the sector seems to be very attractive, but we need to get more expertise into this business because it's very difficult business to run and build successfully. It is based on service on doctors, on latest technology, and you know it's not something that you can buy, you know, build, plug into electric socket, and then it sort of turns around. It just doesn't happen like this. It's a very complicated business, yet very attractive from the valuation perspective. So in a partner, we are looking not just for the financing but for the expertise, and that's why it's taken so long to find the right one. But it clearly is on the agenda. And as far as RTI restructuring, you probably mean the Citronics idea, am I right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, it's still in the process. We haven't made any. We haven't concluded any corporate actions on this. We're still finalizing the. Business plan for, you know, what the new Citronics is going to be, but the idea that is being discussed so far is to focus the new Citronics on the project called Safe City, which is a product that is largely demanded in Russia and beyond, also in India, for instance. It's a set of software and hardware and systems integration built into a package that can be sold to city governments to increase city security, like smart, you know, video cameras, video surveillance, intelligent transport systems, all kinds of sensors, and so on and so forth. So that is behind this this idea. And again, we are finalizing the business plan. Once we do that, you know, we will make an announcement and disclose the details. But it's not going to be a dramatic change. To RTI, given that the size of assets we're talking about restructuring is relatively insignificant to overall RTI revenue and EBITDA.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay. I think we ran out of questions. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your time, and have a very good day. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. This concludes the Sistema first quarter of 2013 financial results call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.